This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to make his second address to the U.N. General Assembly, facing no shortage of tough issues. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the president goes to New York in good shape.
With the wind at his back.
Touting U.S. alliances, unity in backing Ukraine amid Russia's war, and historic investments at home. But U.N. Chief Antonio Guterres sees a world in trouble.
We cannot go on like this.
Citing conflicts, climate change, economic woes.
And yet we are gridlocked in colossal global dysfunction.
Last year, President Biden focused on a post-Trump return to American leadership and global partnership. One analyst says this year demands more. The president's expected to heavily focus his address on the war in Ukraine. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The separatist leaders of four Russian-controlled areas of Ukraine say that they are planning to hold a referendum this week for the terrorism to become part of Russia as Moscow loses ground in the war that it launched. The votes will be held in the Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-controlled Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions. The announcement of the balloting started on Friday and came after a close ally, Russian President Vladimir Putin, said Tuesday that they were needed. The former president and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev says also that the folding Luhansk and Donetsk area into Ukraine and Russia itself will make their withdrawals frontiers irreversible. This is VOA News. Hurricane Fiona has blasted the Turks and Caicos Islands as a Category 3 storm after devastating Puerto Rico and creating lots of problems. More from
the National Hurricane Center says Fiona's eye passed close to Grand Turk, the capital of Turks and Caicos. The government had already imposed a curfew and urged people to get out of flood-prone areas. Storm surge could push water levels as high as 8 feet above normal. Historic floodwaters have started to recede in Puerto Rico. A massive cleanup effort came on the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Maria, which hit as a Category 4 storm in 2017 and knocked out power for a year in some areas. In the Dominican Republic, Fiona left thousands of homes without power. I'm Norman Hall.
The independent arbiter tasked with inspecting documents seized in an FBI search of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida home says he intends to porch briskly through the review process. Raymond Deary, the veteran's Brooklyn-based judge, also appeared before a skeptical of the Trump administration's team and a reluctance to say whether it believed the records had been identified. AP correspondent Carrick Tucker reports the independent arbiter wants information from Trump lawyers about the classification of those documents.
One of the things that's emerged over the last 24 hours is that the special master, Raymond Deary, has been asking the Trump team to disclose to him any information about whether or not the seized documents have been declassified. That's something that Donald Trump has repeatedly maintained in public statements, that he has declassified the documents that the FBI recovered. And so Judge Deary asked the Trump legal team for any information about that point of view.
The purpose of Tuesday's meeting was to sort out next steps in a review process expected to slow by weeks, if not months, the criminal investigations on the retention of top secret information at Mar-a-Lago and Trump left in White House. U.S. federal authorities have charged 48 people in what they're calling the largest pandemic-related fraud scheme yet uncovered. The referendum of allegedly stolen $250 million from a federal program that provides meals to lower income. The prosecutors say few meals were actually served, and the defendish and some money decided to buy luxury cars, properties, and jewelries, sometimes made public. There is more at